knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Mesota. Kristen Lyerly in OBGYN is on the Fox River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstead.
I'm Kristen Lyerly.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and on the show this week, answering questions about the brand new world that we're living in now. As if the pandemic hasn't been enough of a jolt, followed by Trump trying to stage a violent coup, we saw that the right-wing takeover of the judicial branch is nearly complete because they actually went there and repealed Roe versus Wade. And that was just at the federal level. The state Supreme Court is also controlled by the far right. And just today ruled that a squatter on the DNR board, a Scott Walker appointee, can stay on the board, even though his term ended over a year ago, as he conspires with legislative Republicans to block the nomination of a replacement nominated by Governor Tony Evers. That, combined with the lame duck session when they stripped powers away from the governor before Evers was even inaugurated, tells you they have no respect for the peaceful transfer of power, a bedrock of democracy. So back to the federal level. There was the January 6th commission this week where tape was played showing retired General Michael Flynn, a former national security advisor, being asked if he believed in the peaceful transfer of power, and his answer was to plead the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. Guys, this democracy is not infallible. It is entirely dependent upon good faith, respect for institutions, and a graceful transfer of power after accepting that the voters didn't choose you this time around. If that gets trashed, we are in big trouble. You can't wish away the growing faction of Americans, fellow Americans, who are okay with ruling by force. You have to outvote them on election day, and you have to be vocal every other day that wrong is wrong. There is no honorable way to support people who lie, cheat, and steal. So, Kirk and Kristen, that takes us back to the Supreme Court, where a seat was stolen. Several seats, it now appears, were given out based on a lie, and where you're cheating if you take away a right based only on politics, not our Constitution. But they went and did it anyway. So we're going to answer some questions about a post-Roe Wisconsin, and especially the big one, guys. Where do we go from here?
Kirk, I'm speechless.
So, Pat, to say that Wisconsin is the most screwed up state because we really only have one branch of government playing by the rules right now, the executive branch. I would say that we're the most screwed up state, but I know that we're probably not, and that just scares me even worse. But I have to say, and we're going to get into Roe v. Wade in the next segment, but I have to say, listening to these hearings is like the only thing that I've got to hold on to right now, because we've got Republicans who are actually, Cassidy Hutchins, a 25-year-old woman, is actually standing up against her entire party and telling the truth. And that's the only thing I got to hold on to right now after Roe v. Wade and after all these crazy things being handed down in Wisconsin.
It's so true. And watching her give her testimony and her level of composure and the things that she's saying are stunning. I mean, we knew this was bad, but wow, it is so much worse than I could have ever imagined. So you're right. We need something to give us hope in this really bleak time.
And I don't mean to put a splash cold water on the hope, but it is worth noting, you know, it took a year and a half for her to come forward, much less the cowards who worked around her, who are men my age, who couldn't be bothered, or the reporters who wanted to wait for the tell-all book, you know, mm-hmm. rather than talk about what they know when they know it. So we live in a different time. We've definitely lost our innocence, and we've taken that blow, but the time has come to get up off the ground and dust ourselves off and, you know, fight for the country that we once had and that we want to have again. So when we come back, what the repeal of Roe means for women and the people who support them, what it means legally in Wisconsin, what are the healthcare options beyond our borders, and how can you be helpful to people who've just been abandoned by the Republicans who control the courts? That's all after this. You're up north.